In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's brother resigns from the government. The case of a Tamil family facing deportation returns to court. And in cricket, Australian Steve Smith continues his hold over England in the fourth test with his third double century. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised he would never delay Britain's exit from the European Union due on October 31st. The comments come after what was in effect an election campaign speech at a police training centre in northern England, and on the same day Mr Johnson's younger brother Joe Johnson quit the government citing the national interest. Mr Johnson paid tribute to his brother's work as a junior minister, but said they disagreed on the question of whether to leave the EU.
Joe doesn't agree with me about the European Union because it's an issue that obviously divides families and divides everybody.
Meanwhile, the European Union says the British government has made no proposals for ending the Brexit deadlock. A new round of technical talks aimed at ending the impasse will take place on Friday between Britain's negotiator David Frost and his EU counterparts. US Vice President Mike Pence has met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson amid the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. Mr Pence passed on a message from President Donald Trump about trade talks with the UK and the Brexit dramas.
The United States supports the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union, but he also wanted me to convey that the United States is ready, willing and able to immediately negotiate a free trade agreement with the UK.
The World Food Programme says it is organising emergency aid from the United Nations hub in Panama to regions in Grand Bahamas and Abaco affected by Hurricane Dorian. UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric says given the severity of the situation, emergency operations have now been set up. Mr Dujarric says the UN is calling for more donors to come forward to assist tens of thousands of people affected.
The Secretary General said he's deeply concerned. He also called on donors to provide funding for the humanitarian response and recovery efforts as soon as the requirements are known.
At least 20 people have died as a result of Hurricane Dorian, which has now hit the southern eastern US coast. An estimated 3 million people in Florida, Georgia and the Carolinas were warned to evacuate as the storm closed in with potential for life-threatening storm surge. A Tamil family due to be deported from Australia by the end of the day are hoping their latest legal bout will help them remain in the country. The federal court will today continue hearing the case of 2-year-old Tanaka, who is currently detained on Christmas Island with her parents Priya and Nadez and her 4-year-old sister. A succession of courts, including the High Court, have previously found the parents and the eldest child are not refugees and do not qualify for Australian protection. Priya and Nadez had settled in the Queensland community of Bilawila, where they had their 2 children after arriving separately by boat in 2012 and 2013. A report says more government resources and early intervention are needed to address the number of Australian kids entering out-of-home care. Uniting Care Australia recommends strengthening the community networks around children living in out-of-home care, which includes children living with other carers, residential care, group homes or independently. The report's author, Dr. Seth Purdy, says there was a big gap between what was possible with current funding across jurisdictions and what was needed. There are currently almost 48,000 children in out-of-home care in Australia. In cricket, Steve Smith has continued his hold over England in the fourth test with his third double century. Smith has returned after suffering a concussion when a ball struck his neck and took him out of play earlier in the Ashes. It was his third double ton of his test career, with Don Bradman and Jack Hobbs being the only other 2 players with 11 Ashes tons. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, a cold morning and sunny, 20. Adelaide, showers and windy, 14. Melbourne, showers, local hail and thunder, 15. Hobart, rain with possible heavy falls, 12. Canberra, showers, 19. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 30. Brisbane, sunny, 34. Cairns, also sunny, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 31. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.